Well, back home, there are warnings that the cost of borrowing and rents are on the way up and much faster than has been forecast. In the past 2 weeks, all four big banks have quietly raised their fixed mortgage rates. The NAB was the last to move yesterday. Rents too are now rising at their fastest pace since the global financial crisis. So millions of households are being told to prepare for a squeeze in coming years. Business reporter David Taylor.
44-year-old Melbourne-based Chris Richmond is in a bit of a pickle. Delays in renovating his home means he's now both renting and paying off a mortgage.
Yeah, it's been a really challenging time to try to figure out where to live and paying that extra rent, and having three kids and a dog to move around all the time is not fun.
A big chunk of his mortgage repayments are fixed. He says he's okay now, but he knows in a few years' time he'll need to budget for much higher mortgage repayments.
You've got to be a bit of a student of history. These things can happen. Like, I think people just have their head in the sand about assets like houses being going the other way. So, you know, it's a dangerous game to play.
Interest rates are already rising, and quite steeply in some cases, by as much as a third of a percentage point. Rate City is an interest rate comparison website. Director of Research, Sally Tindall, says all four big banks have again moved in unison and hiked their fixed rate mortgage products over the past 10 days.
What that means is anyone going for a home loan that's 2 years or longer might have to pay a little bit more as a result.
The cost of most fixed-rate mortgages are largely determined by changes in overseas interest rates, which are rising steadily, especially in the US. And while this week's changes to 2 to 5 year term fixed-rate mortgages won't affect borrowers already locked into contracts, banking analyst Martin North says millions of those borrowers are in for a rude shock down the track.
Yeah, this is a really big deal. In my surveys, a lot of people have automatically assume that they will be able to roll over at the current rates again. Not true, it'll be higher. That means it's going to have a significant pressure on some of those households.
Borrowers can take steps, though, says Sally Tindall, to put themselves in a better financial position.
Variable rates are coming down. There's a lot of competition in this space at the moment. You can use that to your advantage by potentially refinancing your home loan to a better deal. Variable rates can rise. However, they do have extra flexibility.
But analyst Martin North cautions borrowers to think carefully about mortgage products the banks push their way. He says financial markets and several major Australian banks are now also preparing for the Reserve Bank, which sets variable rates, to hike its cash rate as early as next year. He warns banks are now ushering more borrowers into their variable rate products in anticipation of a series of RBA rate hikes.
What that means is that they are now taking out their own insurance policy, so if rates move up faster, they can put those mortgage rates up faster, whereas, of course, with the fixed rates, essentially they've locked themselves in.
But with property ownership now out of reach for many younger Australians, is it better to rent? Well, CoreLogic's latest quarterly rental review shows national rental rates are now rising at their fastest annual pace since 2008. Head of research, Eliza Owen.
Ideally, it wouldn't be down to the individual to get these handy tips and tricks. There would be a stronger institutional response to provide long-term affordable rental accommodation for those who might not be able to buy into the property market.
Rubbing salt into the wound for renters is rock-bottom interest rates on bank deposit accounts. Rate City's Sally Tindall says all four big banks have lowered their deposit rates over the past 6 weeks to dismal levels. She says you simply have to shop around.
ING is offering the highest ongoing savings rate of 1.35%, whereas Westpac, they're offering young Australians aged between 18 and 29 at 2.5%, which is a pretty good deal in this climate.
The lowest deposit rate is currently 0.05%. With fees and charges, you might be better putting your hard-earned cash under the mattress.
Business reporter David Taylor.